This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 14, 2020. JLN Suzanne Cosgrove has penned a story titled Illinois Social Equity License Applicants Get Their Day in Court. The story begins with controversy over the application process for the state of Illinois' 75 social equity licenses to open cannabis dispensaries found its way into court on Friday and is expected to be given a full hearing next Thursday, September 17th. U.S. District Court Judge George L. Alonzo heard preliminary arguments Friday from both sides of a lawsuit that was filed on behalf of 21 plaintiffs, applicants that did not make the final cut to win the licenses. To read the rest of this report, go to johnlothiannews.com. There's also a podcast version of the story on johnlothiannews.com as well. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. NASDAQ is holding a discussion titled The Evolution of Retail Investing and Related Obligations today at noon Eastern Time. Speakers are Phil McIntosh, Chief Economist of NASDAQ, Jerry Walsh, the Senior Vice President of Investor Education at FINRA, Lori Schock, Head of the Office of Investor Education and Advocacy at the SEC, Ken Benson, CEO of SIFMA, and Joe J.J. Kinahan, Managing Director and Chief Strategist, TD Ameritrade. Registration details are in today's JLN on johnlothiannews.com. The Financial Times has a special report about exchange-traded funds. Here are some of the headlines from the report. Investors salve pandemic wounds with gold in flight to safety. How to best invest for Brexit. U.S.-China trade war hits passive investors. Subscale markets coming of age push growth in Asia. Gold rush points to structural shift. Stock pickers fight back by modifying design of ETFs. ESG surges as investors search for better corporate citizens. You can find the link for the report on johnlothiannews.com or just go directly to ft.com. Brendan Kalb is now the general counsel of Exodus Point Capital Management LP in New York. Previously, he was a partner with Morgan Lewis and Bacchius LLP, and before that, general counsel of AQR Capital Management LLC. Phillips Futures has appointed Thayer Hussein as executive director. Previously, Hussein was sales director, overseeing global sales operations. On Friday, JLN announced the launch of a new MarketsWiki education video series, The Path to Electronic Trading. If you're interested in being part of the series, either as a session subject or advertiser, please contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Tom Thompson of JLN reports that Brad Rosen, JD, has a report on Jim Hamilton's blog detailing a panel discussion hosted by the Bipartisan Policy Center on climate risks in the financial market. The conversation featured Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, Representative Garrett Graves, a Republican from Louisiana, CFTC Commissioner Rostin Benham, and Bob Litterman, chair of the CFTC's Climate-Related Market Risk Advisory Subcommittee. The web-based discussion followed the CFTC's recent report, Managing Climate Risk in the U.S. Financial System. Jason Grummet, Bipartisan Policy Center president, moderated the discussion. The title for this week's The Spread is SoftBank's Hard Knocks. This week and last week on The Spread, regulators published their takes on global warmings. SoftBank gets in deep while Robinhood adds guardrails and more. Here are some more stories from the First Read section of JLN. The Financial Times has an article titled, Not Enough COVID Vaccine for All Until 2024, says biggest producer. Serum Institute warns that companies are not increasing production capacity quickly enough. The chief executive of the world's largest vaccine manufacturer has warned that not enough COVID-19 vaccines will be available for everyone in the world to be inoculated until the end of 2024 at the earliest. Adar Poonawalla, chief executive of Serum Institute of India, told the Financial Times that pharmaceutical companies are not increasing production capacity enough to vaccinate the global population in less time. The CFTC issued a press release on Friday with the SEC about a New York Ponzi scheme. The title for the press release is Victims of New York Ponzi Scheme Recover Over $1 Billion Following CFTC Enforcement Action. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced that pursuant to an order entered on Monday, August 24, 2020, by the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, the court-appointed receiver has completed a final distribution to victims of a $1.3 billion Ponzi scheme brought by the CFTC in 2009. Specifically, the distribution pertains to customers in a commodity pool operated by the defendants Paul Greenwood and Stephen Walsh, who, among other defendants, were charged in the case. The court-appointed receiver for this matter was Rob Evans and Associates. The press release goes on to report, the assets marshaled in the case include over $88 million in funds clawed back from fully redeemed customers, a $14 million horse farm in North Salem, New York, a collection of antique teddy bears sold at auction at Christie's for over $3.7 million, and an estate in Sands Point, New York. I never thought I would see a collection of antique teddy bears mentioned in a press release from the CFTC. The Financial Times also has a story about the recent Liberal Democratic Party elections in Japan that was won by Yoshihide Suga. Yoshihide Suga wins landslide in Japanese leadership contest. Shinzo Abe's closest ally set to become next prime minister after winning LDP race. Yoshihide Suga will be the next prime minister of Japan after winning a landslide victory in the elections that led to a ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The 71-year-old, who has been at the center of Japan's government as chief cabinet secretary for the past 8 years, will replace Shinzo Abe, who is stepping down because of health reasons. Here are the top read stories from Friday's John Lothian newsletter. The top story Friday was our announcement, John Lothian News announces the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Second was JLN's Jerry Corcoran, one day of working on the floor of the CBOT started a path to electronic trading. Third was Fauci says U.S. needs to, quote, hunker down, unquote, for fall and winter, from NBC News. As of this morning, MarketsWiki had 187,932,249 pages viewed, with 24,427 total pages, and 226,007 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.